In the summer of 2015, dozens of people living and working in the Illinois Veterans Home in the city of Quincy started coming down with symptoms of the waterborne bacterial infection. 13 people later died. The outbreak and two more clusters at the same facility in the years since made national news and led the state to pay millions of dollars to settle wrongful death claims from family members. Today, state and local leaders cut the ribbon, officially opening a new long-term care building in Quincy, housing 210 veterans, as well as 88 independent living apartments. Quincy State House Republican Kyle Moore says the $300 million development is a tribute to bipartisanship.
We see a lot of people in politics pointing fingers at one another, blaming one another, and trying to shout above the crowd. Today is not that day.
And veterans are already moving in. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9. WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.